For a large share of our support. It takes just a dollar a minute to bring faithful Catholic teaching to our listeners. By supporting us this week, you keep programs such as Morning Glory and Father John Ricardo on the air. I encourage you to stand up for the truth with your generous financial support. Call 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
Turn up your faith. This is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WVSG, Columbus, Ohio, AM 820.
It's a good day to be alive. Everyone sing now.
And welcome back to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Fall Spirit Drive. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli taking the mic this hour. I'm the host of Answering the Call, and this is the first day of our 3.5-day Spirit Drive, and it's where you can help us join the mission of renewing our church, making disciples through the evangelization efforts of this radio station. It's a great station. It brings you hope and truth, wonderful, wonderful Catholic programming, and you can show your support today by calling 614-459-4820 or a click on the computer, stgabrielradio.com. And remember, we're not diocesan funded. We depend on donations of private listeners like you. 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. And I'm blessed to have with me this hour someone I've shared the mic with before. I love him. He's Father Mike Gentry. He's the pastor of St. Thomas the Apostle. Welcome, Father Gentry.
Oh, good morning. And what an honor it is to share life with all of you this morning.
It is. And you know what? You've done this before. Obviously, before we even chat, let's have you just bless this hour. Bless our listeners and open their hearts to what the Holy Spirit might be asking them.
We're going to break this open a little bit more later on, but I want to begin with a passage from the reading, first reading from Mass this morning. And we're going to pray it in a different way, acknowledging that God is love and you are made in the image and likeness of love. So Paul's words in the first letter to the Corinthians can be adopted as kind of a constitution for a Christian disciple. And so we'll begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
You are patient. You are kind. You are not jealous. You are not pompous. You are not inflated. You are not rude. You do not seek your own interest. You are not quick-tempered. You do not brood over injury. You do not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoice with the truth. You bear all things. You believe all things. You hope all things. You endure all things. You never fail. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yeah, of course, that was a reading this morning. And when you drop your name into it, boy, does that become a challenge. But It's all about love. And you kind of hinted, we'll be hearing a great audio clip today in this hour, and we'll be unpacking that a little further. There's lots of ways you can join us on this Catholic Radio Fall Spirit Drive at 614-459-4820. There's just a whole bunch of ways you can give. You can give a one-time gift in any amount. You can become a sustaining member for $20 or more a month. You can give a leadership gift, which is $1,000 or more. And that's awesome because we have matching gifts to encourage other people to give for those big gifts. You can upgrade your membership. And this is some exciting things. We have some gifts this Spirit Drive. So anyone who becomes a new or upgrade their sustaining membership will receive Father John Ricardo's Rosary DVD. Anyone who gives a leadership gift of $1,000 or more will get that same Rosary DVD and a 7-inch resin statue of El Nino, El Divino Nino, which is a replica of what Mother Angelica has down at that piazza at her shrine at the Blessed Sacrament in Hanceville, Alabama. So that's a beautiful, beautiful statue. I'm looking at him. Oh, he's beautiful. He's got the little heart with the flame coming out of it in his hand. He's beautiful. And then there's drawings. There's more good reasons to give this year. Any callers during the drive are automatically going to be entered to win a beautiful Our Lady of Fatima statue. And she is somewhere around here, too. And she's beautiful. September. Oh, there she is behind me. And she's gorgeous. She's like 2 feet tall. And that's going to be drawn before noon on Saturday, September 22nd. And if you are a current sustaining member, you're also going to be put in a drawing for a second statue of Our Lady of Fatima on that same day. So really great reasons to give. We're going to have some great testimonies this hour. We're going to have a great audio clip from Dr. Edward Sree shortly. But before I go any further, I want to bring on my angel updater for this hour, Kate Kriegel. She's from St. John Newman, is that right?
That's correct. I'm the high school youth minister and the young adult minister at St. John Newman.
How awesome!
I have the best job ever, witnessing teens and young adults commit to Christ, say their yes is just a gift every single day. So,
and how is Catholic Radio helping the younger people in our church?
When they tune in, they hear this uplifting, positive truth and beauty and goodness that is our Catholic faith. So it's definitely helping. And the bumper stickers are a good reminder of how to be a Catholic every single moment of their day. So
that's awesome. And there's so many ways that St. Gabriel supports our youth, the Damascus Center and the conferences.
Yes.
I know they come to the conferences, the
yes.
Men's and Women's Conference, and we support St. Paul's Outreach. And so we're trying to do a lot. That's our future of our church. And there's an exciting young adult Catholic population coming up. So thank you for your work.
Oh, of course.
At your parish. So do you have some news you want to share with us?
I have some updates. We're going to thank Michael from Marion for his gift.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael. And we're going to thank Barb. Her gift is in honor of Deacon Knapke.
Oh, from last hour. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
And then we're going to thank Linda. She's increasing her monthly goal or her monthly gift because a couple of friends, Molly and Keith, they're increasing theirs. So they kind
Beautiful.
Of threw down this challenge. So we're thanking all of them, Molly, Linda, and Keith.
All right. And that's a challenge there that you can
yes.
upgrade your sustaining membership.
Mm-hmm. And so don't forget to call. You can call or go online, 614-459-4820.
And Kate, I have one more check to give you. I was speaking at St. Francis de Sales in Newark for their women's group. And they asked me to speak about Catholic Radio. And so at the end of the presentation, they presented me with this check.
Oh, wow.
So I am going to hand that over to you. So thank you for the generosity from the women's group at St. Francis de Sales.
Perfect. Yeah. Thank you.
So, Father, do you have any special invitations you want to do for your parishioners over at St. Thomas the Apostle?
Oh, I do. At the invitation of Bishop Campbell and the USCCB, St. Thomas the Apostle is participating in a renewal of our commitment to be missionary disciples, and that is becoming witnesses to the power of God's grace, the power of God's love, and power of God's mercy in our lives. And I mean, we don't need to look very far in the world. Just open up the newspaper or
mm-hmm.
Open up your news app and realize that the world is crying. The world is crying out of desperation. It is crying out of woundedness. It is crying out of confusion. It is crying out over grief. And we know as Christians that the only source of the healing and the unity and the peace that we desire is Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, somehow, the Catholic Church and our Catholic culture has not prepared us to be the witnesses to God's power in the world and God's purpose in the world that we were made to be. So, number one, go to Mass. People say, oh, Father, I don't have time. Did you brush your teeth this morning? Yes, I did. Well, did you have something to eat? Yes, I did. Did you take a shower? Yes, I did. Well, then if you did all of those things, because you know you need to do all those things every day, you need to go to Mass every day. Number two, become a more effective witness to Christ. Be more ready to share all of the things that you have discovered in Christ in your own life. And one way that you can do that, an easy way that you can do that, all it takes is one phone call. One phone call, 614-459-4820. And you will reach millions of people in the state of Ohio that do not know what you take for granted every single day.
That's right. It's a great way to be a missionary disciple, as Father Gentry was saying. And if you can't even get to physical Mass every day, we broadcast the Mass. You can hear that at 8 p.m. Monday through Fridays here on this airway, AM 820. We'll be hearing from Kate Kriegel a little bit more in the hour as we get more updates, more gifts. I do want to throw out a goals for the hour, too. There's always goals. So this hourly goal, we're looking for a total of 15 gifts. In that, we're looking for 7 sustaining members and 1 leadership gift. So, and there's a bonus. We get an extra $750 if we reach our 15 total gifts and if we get those 7 sustaining members. So you can help us reach that goal. Get us that bonus money. $750 is on the table and it's ours if we can reach that goal. 614-459-4820. And we're going to go to an audio clip now. It's Dr. Edward Sree, a familiar voice on EWTN Radio. And he is speaking from the show Faith Alive. And he's talking about being imitators of Christ. Let's give a listen.
As a dad, I'm blessed to have many great artists in my family. I have got lots of kids that will make pictures for me. And it always happens like around 3 years old, they start drawing pictures and then they get older and their picture drawing skills continue to get better and better and better. Like my daughter Josephine just earlier today showed me this magnificent picture that she drew for me. So they get really, really good. But then when they're first getting started drawing, their pictures look something like this. You know, just a bunch of scribbles there, you know. And I'll ask them, what is that? And they'll say, oh, that's you, Dada. You know, maybe not Leonardo da Vinci yet, but there's some potential here. But what would you think of a father that looked at these scribbles and just ripped up the pages and said to the daughter, don't you ever draw a picture for me again until you get it exactly right. You know, no good dad would do that. As a father, I'm just moved that my kids think of me and they want to give me a picture. I see not just the final product, I see their heart. And if this is the best that we can give God, these scribbly lines in our prayer life, in our moral life, in our pursuit of holiness and virtue and evangelization, God will gladly take this if we come to him humbly. And now, again, if my daughter's 15 years old and she still can't draw squares and circles, that's a problem. We want her to get better, and we all want to get better as well. So how do we do this? How do we experience this transformation? I think just in summary here to think through, there's a couple truths I want us to keep in mind as we're thinking about this theme of discipleship. So the first truth is simply this. We are made for greatness. We are made to be transformed in Jesus Christ. St. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 3:18 that we are being changed into his likeness from one degree of glory to another. That's what we're made for. But if we're honest with ourselves, we look over here and we see, this is who I am right now, though. You know, I've got some good qualities. I believe in God. I go to church on Sundays. I'm in a Bible study. I came to seek, especially when it was really, really cold. I mean, that's pretty good. You know, so I've got some good things going on in me, but I'm not quite where I need to be. How do I get from here to there? How do I get from A to B? That's what discipleship is all about. Discipleship's all about becoming more and more like Christ, being changed into his likeness from one degree of glory to another. Now, again, we're talking about divine intimacy, knowing Jesus as a disciple. And I have to say, there's a lot of talk out there in the church today and in the world about discipleship. We in Focus use the term a lot. And Pope Francis talks a lot about being a disciple. The Bishops' Conference is talking about it. Many parishes talking about it. It's wonderful. But I have a concern that this language of discipleship is going to be just another Catholic buzzword. That people all use it. They're excited about it. But we're not really clear on what we mean by it. I want to give some clarity there because my experience is as I travel around the country, around the world, everyone has their own definition, their own vision, their own plan. But what exactly is discipleship? Let's ground it in the church's teachings. Let's ground it in the wisdom of the saints. And most especially, let's ground it in sacred scripture, God's inspired word. And if there's one word from scripture that I think best sums up what it means to be a disciple the most, it's this word, imitation. Imitation. That we're called to imitate our master, our rabbi, Jesus Christ. You see, when a disciple was following a rabbi, it was a relationship that was very different from just like a student on a college campus that's taking classes from some university professor, and we go in, we take notes, and we maybe talk to the professor a couple times, but that's about it. That's not what discipleship is about. Think of a disciple as not an ordinary student, but a disciple in Jesus's day that would follow a rabbi would live with the rabbi, would study with the rabbi, watch the way the rabbi prayed. They'd share meals with the rabbi, watch the way the rabbi studied, the way he served the poor, the way he debated other rabbis. And that whole way of life was meant to rub off on the disciple. Jesus is our rabbi, our master, and his whole way of life is meant to rub off on us. You know, when Jesus chose the original disciples, he basically took them around and took them on a three-year camping trip, basically, you know, as they're traveling all around Galilee. And if you ever go camping with someone, you really get to know people when you go camping. I mean, talk about taking on the smell of the sheep. I mean, you really get to know people. But that's what would happen. They would watch the way Jesus prayed and studied and served the poor and had mercy. All of that would just rub off on them. It was a whole way of life. And so when Paul talks about being a disciple, he sums it all up. He says when he's going and discipling other people, he says to them, be imitators of me as I am imitating Christ. Be imitators of me as I'm imitating Christ. So when we look at the Christian life, this idea of growing in holiness, pursuing sanctity, the spiritual tradition of our Catholic faith, we're talking about basically what the Bible would call discipleship, pursuing the imitation of Christ.
And that was the voice of Dr. Edward Sree from the program Faith Alive here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820. It's a show that airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 4 p.m. Great show. You never know who's going to be on because it's kind of a mixed bag of speakers. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli. I'm joined by Father Mike Gentry from Thomas the Apostle. We're here for the Fall Spirit Drive. 614-459-4820 is how you can join the fun today. So, Father, I was listening to that clip, and, you know, I'm really glad that God accepts our scribbles because some days that's all I have to offer.
Yeah. And what a great reminder it was of how quick we are to self-judge and to self-defeat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That again, particularly as Catholic Christians, when we hear the word evangelization, we hear the word missionary, we hear the word disciple, and almost immediately we jump straight to, oh, I can't do that. I'm not good enough. I'm not holy enough. I don't know enough. I don't pray enough. I don't go to Mass enough. And again, we need to recognize that God created you for a purpose. God created you with a specific share of his mission of making the name of Jesus known throughout the whole world. And not only that, because we can't get all hung up on, wow, I mean, really, the same call to every saint is given to me? It is. But guess what? The good news is the same grace that mm-hmm. was given to every saint who ever lived is given to you.
That's right. And we're all, you know, different players on the stage, same stage, you know, same purpose. But so like when you're saying, oh, I can't do that. I don't have the gifts or whatever. But, you know, we have the blessings of God. So if we have some financial blessings from God, we can support this station. And this station can do the things that sometimes we can't do. Yeah. You know, get those speakers like Dr. Edward Sree out there who can articulate the faith so well. Yeah. You know, just so we can share the devotions, chaplet, the divine, you know, Divine Mercy chaplet, the Mass, the Rosary, all these things that you can hear on AM 820 throughout the day. So by supporting the station at 614-459-4820, we become disciples in kind of like it's kind of like backstage a little bit, but we're still playing this really important part of evangelization.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you know, discerning the question, well, what, not only what is God calling me to do, but who is God calling me to reach?
Right.
And again, maybe we're too prejudgmental about that. Or we have this preconceived notion, well, I'm here for me, or I'm here for my spouse, or I'm here for my kids. No, God sent us for the whole world.
Right.
And I don't even know where to start.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can start right now by picking up the phone.
That's right.
Because for a long time, I remember the years when Catholic radio didn't even exist in Columbus, and we were praying, God, please send Catholic radio to Columbus.
Yep.
I remember the days when I had to get in my car and drive all the way over to Roberts Road and 6 and 270 before I could even pick up a signal.
And had to be
and
sunny.
We're like, Lord, please make it bigger. And now we're reaching almost the whole state of Ohio.
I know. It's incredible. It's like, even though the map says 2/3 of the state of Ohio, I know I've been in the car listening to the station into Indiana, into Pennsylvania. So it's really, and plus people are streaming it on our new app. So you never know who's listening to it. You're saying reaching the whole world. The thing that I love about Catholic radio is it does reach, you know, despite the economic background, despite your faith background, you know, we have non-Catholics listening. We have fallen away Catholics listening. So it reaches just so many people. And it's really exciting that our station is literally going to be reaching more people down in the Portsmouth area. God willing, by the end of the year, we purchase a station down there. We're just getting that, you know, the final details of that up and running, because the mountains down there have been prohibiting the station from getting down there. But that's the south part of our diocese is Portsmouth. Yeah. And they really, there's a lot of things going on in Portsmouth. They really need the grace, the hope, the truth that you can find in these airwaves.
And, you know, it's not a coincidence. It's not a magic trick. That happens, that is happening, that not even the mountains get in the way of proclaiming the name of Jesus Christ throughout the world. It happens because of people like you, like you who are listening right now, are committed to saying, yes, Lord, I want your name to be heard throughout the whole earth. Step by step by step.
That's right.
Columbus, a little bit of Columbus, all of all of Ohio, ultimately all of the United States and the whole world.
That's absolutely right. And people are responding, evidently, Father, because we have this hourly goal. We're trying to reach 15 total gifts with 7 sustaining members in that to get that extra $750 bonus. And it looks like we already have 8 gifts on registered. So that's awesome. We're like halfway through. And we have 3 sustaining members out of that 7 that we're looking for. And we're also looking for a leadership gift. We always want to throw that in. That's a really important gift. There's lots of gifts we're going to give back when you're generously donating. So do keep that in mind. And let me take a quick break over here to Kate Kriegel, who is our angel, and she's back to give us some more good news.
Since we're talking about making saints here, I have a joke. Who is the patron saint of poverty?
Patron saint of poverty.
Saint Nicholas.
Oh, hey, can I dovetail on that? Because
yeah.
I heard the what car does Blessed Mother drive? Of course, it's the Fiat. Well, you know what car that Saint Bernadette of Lourdes drove, don't you?
No.
Subaru. Ah! Yeah, okay. Yeah, that was bad. Okay.
So we have some gifts coming in. We're going to thank Liz. She made a gift, a bronze sustaining member gift.
All right. Nice. Thank
in you. Honor of Deacon Kanapke and the Bacon family.
Okay. Awesome. He was our guest last hour.
Mm-hmm. We also have Janet. Thank you for your gift. This is in honor of her mother, and she says that she enjoys listening to all the speakers here on Catholic Radio.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
We have Jody. Thank you, Jody. She is also a sustaining member, and she's increasing her gift. And her gift is in honor of this station. She just loves the station here.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful.
And thank you to Deacon Joe. I think he was on last hour. And his gift is in memory of the deceased members of the Inink and Kanapke families. And he's a sustaining member and increasing his gift as well.
Oh,
so thank
beautiful.
You, Deacon Joe. Again, you can make a gift here at Catholic Radio by going online or calling the station here at 614-459-4820.
Okay, beautiful. Kate, thank you so much. And I love the fact that she was saying how you can give in honor of someone. You can give in honor of a deceased loved one. You can give in honor of a young person like that Kate works with. You can give in honor of someone maybe going through RCIA.
Your saintly mother.
Yes, living
definitely.
Or deceased. So absolutely call that donation 614-459-4820. We're coming now to my favorite part of the hour. This is when we hear our local testimony, and we really see what Catholic Radio is doing in the lives of people out there. And our testimony this hour is Amy Voigt, and she is from Holy Family Parish.
Hi.
Hi, Amy. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you started listening to Catholic Radio.
Sure. Well, I'm a convert.
Yay, so. We are too.
Yeah. Are you really?
Yes, Father and I are both converts. Uh-huh.
So whenever I began the RCIA process, it was over at Elizabeth Ann Seton Parish over in Pickerington.
Nice.
And our RCIA director there was a lady named Tina Bowie. Mm-hmm. She's just warm and fabulous, and listening to Catholic Radio was something she encouraged us to do.
Yay.
Amen. And it's been tremendously helpful.
So how long ago was that?
I came in 2017.
Nice. Okay, so just recently. Yeah. Is there any show in particular that's really resonated with you, really helped you on your journey?
Sure. Well, my best friend who lives in San Antonio, she and I both like to listen to Catholic Answers. And don't tell him, but I think we both have a secret crush on Jimmy Akin.
He's awesome. He is awesome. He and Mark Shea both. I could listen to them for hours. They're just great.
Yeah, he could talk for hours. So
beautiful. So in what ways do you think this has strengthened you personally in your faith journey?
Well, it's a little bit of a long story, but whenever I started RCIA, my best friend, God was so good to give me this woman. Her name is Tricia, and she lives in San Antonio. And from the time that we were two, we've been friends. And so when I began journeying into the Catholic faith, she and I are both former Protestants, and so she began to look into Catholicism and what the Catholic faith teaches, sort of to figure out what sort of wacky thing I was getting myself into. And we would come up with these questions that we both had, like, okay, well, what about purgatory? Or, like, what about, you know, our Holy Mother? And I was beginning to listen to Catholic radio, and I encouraged her to begin listening to Catholic radio as well. And invariably, within a day or two of us having a question or a we don't know what it is to pray to saints, and and Catholic Answers would have the answer explained in such a beautiful and clear way. And so from the time I started RCIA to December, we were both on this journey. And in December, my best friend, from the time that we were very little, she began the process of entering the Catholic
How
Church,
beautiful.
Too. So, because our questions were being answered. And as former Protestants, we saw that the answers were not only reasonable, but they were in accord with the scripture. And it brought two of us over the line into the Catholic faith.
And look at you here today, sharing your story on air, encouraging more people in their journeys. What challenge do you want to throw out there for us, Amy?
Sure. Is it okay if it's a tiny bit long?
That's okay.
Okay, thank you. Well, the only challenge that I could offer would be the one that Our Lady gave us at Fatima. And she said, pray, pray very much, and make sacrifices for the conversion of sinners. And then she said, there are many people going to hell because there is nobody willing to sacrifice for them. And if you want to look at a place to make a sacrifice, Catholic radio is actually tangibly converting people
Amen.
To the true faith. Because I am one of those sinners who a year and a half ago needed somebody on the inside to pray and make sacrifices for me, for my conversion and for Tricia's conversion. And for the conversion of my family. So if you want more people to join the faith, keeping shows like Catholic Answers on the air, that's where to do it.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're really seeing the fruits. Yeah, we all listen to Catholic Answers. We all learn from it. We all love it. It's addictive. But when we really begin to see, oh, my gosh, it is truly changing lives. It is bringing people like Amy and Tricia into the church. That is your dollars and your prayers at work. So please join us, 614-459-4820. You can go online, saintgabrielradio.com, and help us keep proclaiming the truth.
Yeah.
Amy, thank you so much for joining us. And you keep up your good work. We'll keep praying for your journey. I can't wait to see what the Lord does with you and Tricia. And just keep up the great work.
All right. Thank you so much.
God bless. Isn't that cool, Father?
Oh, my gosh.
I love it. That is real stuff. Real stuff.
I think that Amy's testimony brings to mind a couple of things. Number one, we like calling people who come to Catholic faith at midlife converts. And it's true. I mean, we manifest what was manifest in the first century, that most of the people coming to Catholic faith were adults. However, the Catechism says we are all converts.
Mm-hmm.
We are all undergoing, regardless of when we were baptized, regardless of when
That's
we received
right.
First Communion, we are every day being reconciled to the truth and connecting our lives to the truth in a new way, and so discovering new life in Jesus Christ every day.
That's right.
One of the great things that she brings up about Catholic radio, though, is how many questions come up and how many people realize, I've wanted to know that all along. I didn't even realize I had that question until I heard somebody else ask it. So that's one of the great ways that Catholic radio especially reaches people.
Yes,
who,
true.
Who I didn't even realize I had that question, or I didn't even realize that I've been struggling with that my whole life. It's particularly true for our Protestant brothers and sisters, that when they come into contact with the whole truth, with the whole story, all of a sudden they realize that they are in the presence of Christ.
That's true.
And are being transformed by his grace in a way that no one else has. So cool. How do we reach all those people? People that we will never meet, people that we will never know. We can't know the minds and hearts of everyone in the state of Ohio. We don't know what questions or what problems they're wrestling with. However, many, many times, just many, many people, Amy, if for every Amy, there's 1,000 more people out there waiting,
thinking the same thing.
Still waiting to hear the truth, still waiting for the answer to that question, still waiting for the resolution of that dilemma. And it'll happen because of you.
Right.
And because you picked up the phone and you called 614-459-4820 and said, yes, yes, I want to bring the truth. I want to bring the answers. I want to bring the solution and the grace that only Christ provides.
Whew, I could not have said it better. Hey, we have to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to listen to another clip from Faith Alive by Father Larry Richards. We love him speaking on holiness and grace. This is a great time to call your pledge in, 614-459-4820. We'll be back in a bit.
Hello, this is Marcus Grodi, the host of The Journey Home, and thank you for listening to this Catholic radio station. Catholic radio is an absolutely essential voice in this day and age when we're surrounded by voices of every flavor. How are our children going to hear what's true when their lives are so inundated with so many voices? Catholic radio is there in the car, in the home. It's important, and it needs your support. Thanks to EWTN, our program is provided free of charge, but there are many other expenses that must be paid locally to keep it on the air. When you pledge your support, you make it possible for this station to carry programs like The Journey Home every day. No matter the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of Catholic radio. Prayerfully consider making a gift right now.
Mike Clark at Andrew Insurance for your business, auto, and home insurance needs. That's Andrew Insurance online at andrewins.com.
Kurtz Brothers Mulch and Soils is excited to celebrate their 25th anniversary by offering 25% off premium bulk and bagged mulch, topsoil, and leaf compost orders. Use code KB25 at kbcolumbus.com or mention it to get the 25% off money-saving offer. Kurtz Brothers Mulch and Soils also accepts yard waste for recycling at all four locations. That's Kurtz Brothers Mulch and Soils, celebrating 25 years in Columbus. Call 614-43-MULCH or kbcolumbus.com.
Ever been out at a restaurant and noticed the people at another table all looking at their smartphones? The world has changed, and the majority of internet searches are now mobile. If you own a business, give RevLocal a call to review your strategy so you reach new customers. At RevLocal, we personalize digital marketing to help you reach the people who need you. RevLocal, an Inc. 500 company for the past 5 years. Give us a call today at 1-800-456-7470.
If you know of someone addicted to opioids, LifeSpring Recovery can help. LifeSpring Recovery is an outpatient opioid treatment center with board-certified addiction specialists, physicians, and counselors. LifeSpring Recovery addresses the medical and behavioral needs of the addicted, including drug testing and weekly follow-ups. LifespringRecovery.com. That's LifespringRecovery.com.
Central Ohio Compounding Pharmacy. Compounding medications to create custom solutions for unique needs. Online at cocprx.com.
And we're back. This is Elizabeth Ficicelli, your host for this hour of the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 Fall Spirit Drive. I'm joined by Father Mike Gentry. He's the pastor of St. Thomas the Apostle in Columbus. And Father, I think people were really responding to Amy, our testimony just a few minutes ago, because we are just starting to hit this out of the park, our goal this hour. We were looking for 15 total gifts with 7 sustaining members for that extra $750 bonus. And out of the 15 gifts, we already have 14. We are just like almost there. And for the sustaining members, we have 5 out of the 7 that we're looking for. And we still want a leadership gift too. I always want to ask for that $1,000 leadership gift. But yeah.
Well, I will tell you, I mean, if you guys are anything like me, and I know that you are, the last thing that I need is another thing to remember today.
Right.
So one of the most humbling things about public ministry is everybody finds out how small your brain is and how weak your memory is. Well, Father, didn't you remember? I'm like, I'm sorry, I didn't remember. And one of the things that St. Gabriel makes this so easy,
right,
one of the ways they make it so easy is to become a sustaining member. You make one phone call, and your support of this radio station and your expression is your commitment of a disciple of Jesus Christ. You don't have to think about it again.
No.
It's automatic. You set the amount that you want to give each month, and you're good to go.
That's right.
You know, and if you you forget tomorrow, because you will forget tomorrow, much less a year from now, you don't have to remember it ever again.
Right. I love that. You can also be a giver with just a one-time gift of any amount. You can be a business member for $60 a month. You can have over 100 mentions a year. It's a great way to promote your business and support Catholic Radio, or that leadership gift of $1,000 or more. And there are these prizes. There's the Father John Ricardo's Holy Rosary DVD if you become a sustaining member or up your sustaining membership. And there's also this beautiful El Divino Nino statue that's given for the leadership gift. So there's these gifts. There's that raffle for 2 statues of Our Lady of Fatima. Beautiful, beautiful statues. So lots of reasons to pick up the phone, 614-459-4820. And our angel, Kate Kriegel, just flew back in, and she's got some good news, I hope.
Speaking of flying, why did Noah have to punish the chickens on the ark?
I have no idea.
They were using foul language. These are fantastic dad jokes, for sure.
Yeah, dad jokes.
We actually have a lot of people to thank right now. We're going to thank Tom. This is in honor of Elizabeth Ficicelli and her hard work here at AM 820.
Thank you, Tom.
He is a sustaining bronze member.
Yes.
So thank you, Tom.
And he was a Catholic Man of the Year a year ago. Yeah. He puts his money where his faith is.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to thank Father William, and this is in honor of Joe Kanapke.
Well, Father William,
for
thank you.
His gift. So thank you, Father
thank you.
William. We'd like to thank Amy. This gift is in honor of everyone at AM 820, and she is a sustaining bronze member. And
all right.
She just loves Christ is the Answer show with Father John Ricardo. Oh.
Yes.
So thank you, Amy.
Okay, Amy.
We would like to thank Shannon and his gift. And he just says everything about AM 820 is awesome.
Beautiful.
Everything is awesome.
Yeah.
And that's wonderful. We will announce that on air, your first name and what show you like. So do tell us that. Or again, if you want to make a donation to a special person or a special cause.
Yeah.
So what's the phone number?
614-459-4820.
That's right. What if you're at a computer, Father? Then what do?
You can go to stgabrielradio.com.
You've been listening. All right. So we want to hear your call. Now, remember, we're one gift away from hitting the total of 15 gifts. We need 2 more sustaining members to hit that sustaining member goal. And then we get that bonus money, $750. Yeah. That is free money given this hour. But if we don't get it, we don't get this for this hour. So we really, really want to earn it. Father and I are a little competitive.
Yeah.
And we just want to be winners. That's all there is to it.
I want to say again, because we've just touched on it a couple of more times. We heard it really clear from Amy when she gave her testimony.
Yeah.
Someone brought Catholic faith to your life.
That's right.
It might have been your parents. It might have been your sponsor. It might have been a teacher. It might have been a priest. Somebody was the first to bring the name of Jesus to your life. And and when you're a supporter of St. Gabriel Radio, you are that person.
Mm-hmm.
for someone, you may not meet them on earth, but you know, one of the great insights about this recent movie about the Apostle Paul, ask yourself this. If by God's grace, I pass through the gate of heaven, who will be there to greet me?
Mm-hmm.
Who will be there to say, I'm here because of you? Because of you. And who knew that it was so simple? Who knew that it was so simple to pick up the phone, dial 614-459-4820, or go to stgabrielradio.com and simply declare, yes, I am ready to bear witness to the name of Jesus.
That's right. Before maybe we were listening to Catholic radio, someone before us believed in it, believed in the vision, supported it, and gave it to us. So definitely 614-459-4820. We've got another audio clip coming up here from Faith Alive. This time it's featuring Father Larry Richards, and he's talking about holiness and grace. So let's give this one a listen.
Here is the Word of God. This is where you're going to find out how to be holy. You want to know His will? Read it. You'll find out about it. But what you got to do is you got to spend time in this Mark 1:11 until what God the Father said to Jesus, you hear God the Father say to you. Every time you go to pray, gentlemen, God the Father looks at you and says, you are my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. You are my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. And what happens is some of you have never heard that. Why? Because the only thing you're doing is you're that false humility of saying, God, you can't love me. I'm bad. I'm a sinner. I'm a terrible sinner, Jesus. I have very bad thoughts, Jesus. Sometimes I act on them, Jesus. And He says to you, why do you come into my presence and always focus on you? Why don't you focus on me? Now, gentlemen, we got to repent when we come before Him with sin. But we get it over with. We say, Jesus, I'm sorry I did this. I'm not going to do it anymore by your grace. And He says, I'm so glad you said that. Come here. You are my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Gentlemen, until you get there, holiness will escape you throughout your life. Holiness is a byproduct of God's love for you. It's what He does inside of you. You do know, like I'm a very big one, that today I think the greatest heresy that's came back from the past is Pelagianism. You know what Pelagianism is? What is it? No. Yes, you're going to earn your own salvation. So most people think that if, you know, you did more good than bad compared to Satan or compared to Hitler, you get to go to heaven. Right? Well, how about not looking at Hitler? How about Jesus? You cannot earn your salvation, gentlemen. You must work it out with Jesus with fear and trembling, as Paul says. But it's a gift, His gift. You know, the greatest place of grace is Mary with the Immaculate Conception. Did Mary do anything to deserve the Immaculate Conception? Absolutely nothing. God took what Jesus did on the cross and placed it in her the moment she was conceived. That's grace. Mary did nothing to deserve it. Gentlemen, you have been saved by the grace of God. You did nothing to deserve it. You are loved by the Father. But you have a thing called free will, correct? So you can reject that love, can you not? But until you know the love, you can't reject the love. My big thing's on the new evangelization. And the problem with the evangelization with so many people is, evangelization means to bring people to Christ. And sometimes the way we do that is we give them the rules of the church or the Ten Commandments. Isn't it interesting? Before God gave the commandments to the people of Israel, what did He do first? He set them free from their slavery. We try to give rules and commandments to people who have never experienced being set free from their slavery of their sin by Jesus Christ. We get it backwards. That's why our churches aren't booming with people coming towards us. We hit them with the love of God first, and then they'll change. Once I was doing a Dayton, Ohio, I was doing one of those places where everybody drinks. What do you call that? With beer? Theology on Tap, yeah. And so I'm at this Theology on Tap, and I get up and give the thing, and I heard questions afterwards, and this guy gets up and he says, "Father, how are we going to get people to stop fornicating?" You all know what fornicating is? Oh, okay, I was just wondering. I was going to have Father John explain it to you. But anyway, so if we sit there, and I says, the way we're going to get people to stop fornicating is help them to know the love of God. He didn't like the answer. You see, we would rather judge others. Once on my radio show, someone called me and says, "Father," I go, "What?" And he goes, my cousin's getting married in the church in 6 months, and I'm not going to go to the wedding." I said, "Why?" "Because they're living in sin. And I want them to know how evil that is." I said, "Is the church going to be there?" "Yes." "Well, then why aren't you going to be there?" "Because I want them to know how bad it is." I said, "Well, this is what I want you to do, sir. I want you, how long before the wedding?" "6 months." I said, "Okay. I want you to fast on bread and water every Friday for their conversion between now and the wedding." And the guy hung up on me, right? Because we'd rather stand back and judge instead of enter in and do things for their good.
That was the voice of Father Larry Richards. He's a well-known Catholic priest on EWTN Catholic Radio from our program Faith Alive. And again, that airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 4 p.m. at St. Gabriel AM 820. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli here for the Fall Spirit Drive and joined by Father Mike Gentry of St. Thomas the Apostle. So if shows like we just heard are helping you grow in grace and holiness and helping you follow Jesus better and be a better disciple, tell us. Call in your donation at 614-459-4820. And Father, we're just really so close to hitting this goal this hour. I have heard the phones ringing in the background during that clip. And again, we are going to get a bonus of $750 if we hit our 15 goals, our 15 total gifts, and we get 7 sustaining members in that. We need one more sustaining member, one more gift to hit this goal and get that $750. It's a no-brainer.
Free money.
Free money.
Yeah.
How can we turn that down?
Not to mention the fact, I think that even the greater grace is, does Father Larry Richards not hit you square between the eyes?
I mean, he's like a cup of coffee, isn't he?
Number one, like I said, again, we're all running around. Oh, my gosh, what are we going to do? Turmoil in the country, turmoil in the church. What are we going to do? And Father Larry says, why are you so focused on you? Why are you so focused on you? Do you not realize if you're spending all of your time and energy and attention and passion trying to figure out things for yourself or gain things for yourself, it doesn't relieve your anxiety and your depression. It only makes it worse.
Right.
You know, last time I saw him within the last month or so, he was here in Columbus. And he said, we need to remember that we are not here for us. We are here for the ones who aren't here yet.
Yeah, yeah.
We are here for the ones who don't know Jesus. We are here for the ones who don't know that he is present, body, blood, soul, divinity,
yeah,
whole and entire.
Yeah.
For them, every day, 800,000 times a day throughout the world, Christ represents the saving event of the whole world.
Yeah.
And so, again, that is the essential function of St. Gabriel Radio, because if we tried to go and find every single one of those people on our own, we would wear ourselves out, and we would never get
That's
to
right.
them all.
We couldn't get to them. This allows us to do that.
The beautiful thing about this is we will reach those people, and we will take a giant step in that direction when you dial 614-459-4820 and give what you can, because everything matters.
You know, you mentioned turmoil in the world, turmoil in the church, and, you know, it's been really clear to me that you know, when you look back a couple of decades, and maybe while the evil one is busy sowing his own seeds of mm-hmm. evil and destruction, mm-hmm. God was sowing his own seeds through mm-hmm. people like Mother Angelica to yeah. start Catholic radio yeah. that decades later would produce generations of people who are educated in their Catholic faith, mm-hmm. strong in their Catholic faith, rooted in the Catholic faith. So this storm, while it's rocking the boat, mm-hmm. people aren't falling overboard mm-hmm. as much as they would maybe a couple of decades ago. Mm-hmm. But, you know, God, he probably foresaw all of this, and he's prepared us for this time, and we're educated, as I said, we're on fire about our faith, and that's the gift of Catholic radio.
Yeah.
That's the power of Catholic radio. It's attracting people like Amy and Tricia
yeah.
that we heard a half hour ago. Yeah. And you can be a part of our efforts. You can be a partner in this. You can join us in this mission to save souls, to bring the truth of Jesus and the truth he founded to Central Ohio and beyond by calling 614-459-4820. And guess what, Father? This is great news. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just broke through that goal of 15, but we still need, and I know that gets confusing because we have the total gifts and we have sustaining members also, but we do want to make sure we hit 7 sustaining members. So we need one more sustaining member. And that is, again, $20 or more a month. Not really a big investment. It is, like Father Gentry said, something you do and you can let go, forget about it, because it just will just keep going each yeah. month for you. You don't have to like write a check out every month. So it's really easy way to give. But it's that steady stream of revenue that the station really counts on. So we just need one more of those, and we will walk out of here this hour with that extra $750 to this spirit drive this hour.
Right.
That is crazy. Hey, Kate Kriegel is back with us. So what good news do you have?
I have some excellent news, actually. And
we like excellent news.
I know, right? We're going to thank Marie. She's a bronze sustaining member.
All right, Marie. Thank you, Marie.
She has been totally touched by AM820. Says that she's learned so much about her faith. She loves all of the programs. They're informative, uplifting, and always what she needs, no matter what time of the day or night.
Ah, I can relate to that. That's awesome.
So thank you, Marie. We're going to thank Elliot. He is also a bronze sustaining member from St. Bridget of Kildare. Thank you, Elliot.
Thank you, Elliot.
And then we're going to thank Richard for his gift, and he is from Blessed Sacrament in Newark. So thank you, Richard.
All right.
And you can continue to give us good news by calling here at the station at 614-459-4820 or by going online at Catholic Radio or SaintGabrielRadio.com.
So, Kate, do you want to give a special invitation or challenge to young adults out there, since you kind of work with that population? They don't have to be at your parish, but any young adults that might be listening.
I would love to give a challenge to any of my young adults or any young adult in the parish. Now's the time. We live in a culture that considers us millennials, especially people of non-commitment. So my challenge here is for you to commit to something and commit to something that matters, that changes hearts and lives, that is sharing a positive message that speaks to the goodness and the truth and the beauty of our Catholic faith. So commit, millennials, commit. And I know you can. So, yeah.
You know, in the first audio clip we had this hour talked about how we're created for greatness. And young people seem to be rising to that because the world never tells them that. But they yes. are. We are all, you know, created for greatness. And I think I see that excitement in the young people. Like, no one ever told me that before. Mm. And they're ready to step up. And this is a great way to do it.
Yes.
614-459-4820 or SaintGabrielRadio.com, because I know a lot of them are on their phones and on their computers as they're listening.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it all comes down to that. You know, in the first prayer in St. Louis de Montfort's work is, Mary, I want to be a saint.
Mm.
And again, the popular response, the typical response, even within the church is, oh, sainthood. No, I can't do that. I can't do it. It's the only reason you exist.
I know.
It's the only reason you exist, and it's the only thing that will bring you the fulfillment and the happiness and the peace that you desire.
Yeah.
And so this is the first step or the next step in your journey to becoming who you truly are.
Mm-hmm.
is in supporting St. Gabriel Radio.
That's right. It's just cooperating with God's grace. It's just saying yes and letting him come in and work through you. And a yes is as simple as you said, Father, a phone call, 614-459-4820. You know, that Father Larry clip, we had so much great stuff in there. One of the things he said that really hit me is how he said, holiness is a byproduct of God's love for me. Mm. And I thought that was profound, you know, because I think a lot of us, me included, we can sometimes leave love out of the equation, you know, when it comes to dealing with other people or even ourselves. And so maybe no wonder we're not really making headway at times. We're leaving love out.
Yeah. And too, so often too prone to committing the sin of the Pharisees. The sin of the Pharisees was pointing out the sins of others. And so, you know, we heard from this guy, you know, what do we do to get people to stop fornicating? Mm-hmm. Well, you begin by reminding them who they are, that they themselves are a beloved son or a beloved daughter of God, in whom he is well pleased. And again, that is reaffirmed in the action, in the grace conveyed through the sacramental life of the church every single day, available to you, available to your son, your daughter, your neighbor, your friend, your spouse, and maybe even to people that you haven't even met yet.
That's right. We need to hear from you. We need to have you pick up the phone because we are still waiting for one sustaining member. One gift of $20 or more a month. It's really easy to do. They'll help you out with it when you call 614-459-4820. It's a $20 a month that most of us can afford and is doing work that you cannot imagine by touching lives, changing hearts, healing people. People are living in a lot of brokenness right now. And we've got, you know, the opioid crisis. We've got all kinds of things out there that are dark and gloomy. And yet here is where people can find light, find truth, find hope, find sanity, and really, you know, keep them going through all the storms of life. And you can be a part of that. So we need you to pick up that phone call. One more sustaining member to get that $750 bonus. Just call 614-459-4820. So easy to do. $20 a month or more.
Yeah, and for $20 a month.
Hello. Was that a happy meal or two?
$240 for the year. That's not even a third of the free money that will come.
That's right.
So actually, if you're the next person to call and sign up as a sustaining member, you get to claim that $750.
I know. That's right.
Because of my gift,
That's right. You can say that you just gave. Yeah, that's exactly right. That you just gave $1,000 with your sustaining membership right now. Right now, if you call 614-459-4820. You know, we're winding down another hour. We still have about 3 minutes left to make our goal. We don't want to go on with sad faces here, right, Father? So we really want to see that number. When the board lights up, we get all crazy here. So you want to see us get real crazy here. But in the meantime, while we're waiting for you to call 614-459-4820, I do want to thank my local guest, Amy Voigt. She was wonderful in her testimony. I want to thank Kate Kriegel for being a wonderful angel. And I think she's coming back too. So that's awesome. And also coming back next hour is Father Mike Gentry and myself. So that's really good. But one more call out, Father. Tell them why they should pick up the phone right now and call 614-459-4820.
I want to say something about the business membership. You know, I as a pastor of St. Thomas, am looking for vendors all the time. There's stuff that I need. There's services and there's goods that I need. I listen to St. Gabriel Radio. I listen to the messages on St. Gabriel Radio. And I remember what I hear on St. Gabriel Radio. So if I'm looking for a plumber or an electrician, or I'm looking for, you know, whatever good or service I'm looking for, I'm going to go with what I remember, and I'm going to remember what I hear on St. Gabriel Radio. So again, as a business owner or someone, maybe you're an entrepreneur, or you got a message that you want to get out there, you want to attract new customers. Again, this is highly effective, reaching a very, very, very broad, deep listening audience.
I just heard the phone ring, so I do hope that's our sustaining member. And in the meantime, Father, can you give us your blessing?
Absolutely. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Okay, so we're going to go to an audio clip. We'll have to just recap when we get back. We'll because I just know that last call. I just have this good feeling about that. But in the meantime, we're going to go to a local clip, the Encounter program that's actually carried by EWTN now. It stars Patrick Rice and Dan Demite. You can hear it here on AMA 20, Saturdays 10 a.m. and Saturdays at 8 p.m. And we'll be back after this break.
Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, that you came to bring heaven to earth in love and power, that you modeled a way for us to proclaim and demonstrate the kingdom, that the Spirit of God that dwelled in you dwells in us right now. It rose you from the dead, and it's going to raise our nation from the dead in Jesus' name. So Lord, we pray for a special grace, the power of the Holy Spirit that convicts hearts, that leads us to righteousness, and deposes the ruler Satan of the world so that we may reign and bring your kingdom. We thank you, God, for everything you're going to do in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your grace, your power, for giving us the gift of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray that we would be obedient servants, that we would do whatever you ask us to do, that we would hear your voice and follow through on your commands, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you would give us the strength and the courage to act boldly and to no longer run away, Lord, when you're inviting us to power evangelization. Lord, I pray that you would fill us up right now. Right now, Lord, fill all of your listeners with boldness and courage, with a newfound just breakthrough over all fear in our lives. Fear be gone in the name of Jesus. We pray all this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. All right.
60 Seconds with Mother Angelica.
We need to pray for the gift of knowledge, not just knowledge of our faults, but knowledge of God. Do you know God? Or is he just somebody that you go to when you're in trouble? And this gift of knowledge is a certain amount of detachment. Oh, we don't want to hear about